Out on Kemper Farm, south of Lafayette. Farm's been here since 1888. Corn and soybeans. Past national corn grower president, past national soybean president.
How has the season been so far for you?
Well, I think the growing season's been overall good. We picked up a lot of moisture through the summer, which we thought was good, but it ends up being not so good. And because it picked up a lot of diseases, it's now affecting our yield and quality of the soybeans. And a little bit of the corn. So it's been interesting. Fall overall has been good and fairly early, but we planted fairly early in last spring, so that was good. But now been delayed quite a bit because of the heavy rains. It really plays into the yield and the quality of the soybean from here to Midwest to Iowa and then up into the Dakotas and Minnesota. Particularly here in western Indiana, we have a lot of soybean situations where it was too wet and picked up a lot of diseases, including frog eye leaf spot, including pod and stem blight, including some stink bug eating. We're estimating our yields are off probably 10 bushel at least across the board from last year, and not counting any of the damage factors that could be up to 20% damage in the soybeans. So not only the soybean going into the processors, but it also affects a lot of times the seed quality going into next year.
Is this kind of out of the norm? Has this been a rare year?
This is definitely out of the norm. This is a lot of growers are calling it the perfect storm, particularly for the soybean diseases. And so you get two or three things hitting at the same time, all based off of the wet August, mainly time periods and such. So the pods aren't filled, and what beans are in there are poor quality with that. So it's definitely going to hurt the yields. And now again, if you can't get in the bean fields like a lot of us can't across Indiana and the Midwest, in the next couple of weeks, your quality is going to go down even further.
How has harvest been? I know you've mentioned delays. How much more do you have to do, and when do you think that you'd be able to finish up?
We have at least a third of the acres still out, probably about a third of the beans and a third of the corn. We always like to get finished by Halloween. It looks like it's going to be maybe mid-November because all the soils are wet. There's water standing in various spots. A lot of the farmers that are actually trying to get in are burying their combines in ruts, and not only here, but that goes across the board to Iowa and Illinois. All the Midwest. So I think as you look at least for me, as I looked at the USDA numbers, they were down some, but it's going to be down a lot more with that. So now I'm going to take a tangent here and go just a little bit of a sidebar. Now you got farmers that not only have the tariff and trade problems, the lower price problems, now you got the disease and yield problems, and you got a delay in harvest problems. So there's a lot of mineral stress and stress on agriculture and on farming today with that.
With the USDA projections that you just touched base on, corn is about 14.8 billion bushels the USDA is projecting, and soybeans are 4.7. Do you think that those numbers will go down a lot more when they consider weather and grain quality?
I think at least on the soybean side, I think they're going to have to go down quite a bit. The corn's going to probably hang maybe at their estimates of the quality. Seems to be fairly good, but if you get a lot of stalk rot and such where the corn's blown over, you're going to lose some yields with that. I don't see us anyway going higher in the next month. I think you're going to see lower across the board on corn and soybeans.
You mentioned, too, farmers are facing a lot of challenges right now because not just quality of crops, but trade. What are some of the things that you would like to see happen with the trade discussions right now to help you out with what you're doing?
Well, I think the earlier they can resolve the situation, there's around 780,000 farmers right now that's applied for trade assistance relief. With that, that's not a good thing in American agriculture. We're based on free and fair trade across the board. Back in my two presidencies of corn and soybeans, we worked hard on free trade agreements. So the sooner he can get the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement done, some stability maybe into the Chinese situation, that'd be fine. But the markets have dropped low enough, even with the tariffs on in China, it is less price than they've had for years and years and years.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure?
Well, I think if this goes across your network, Amy, I think the people up in North Dakota, South Dakota, the people in Minnesota that really rely on grain going to the West Coast, into the ports in Washington State, going to the Asian markets, you got to feel for them because they don't have a lot of alternatives. I mean, they could put it on a barge and get to New Orleans, but it takes dollars to do that. So I think for all the citizens that are listening to this that are not agricultural based, give the farmers some patience out here. The farmers and ranchers out here are in basically a perfect storm. The prices haven't been this low since 2008. The expenses haven't been this high forever. So a lot of stress on American agriculture right now.